Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the black Madonna.
So I thought a long time about what I was going to say at the beginning of this show. And what I arrived at was that I would just tell you what happened to me and where I was and what it felt like. I was in Australia and everything was amazing. But there started to be this feeling of unease and growing whispers about a virus. I can't say exactly when the moment was when I knew that we were probably really in trouble, but at a certain point, I felt this overwhelming urge to call my mom and hear her voice. So I called my mom in Tennessee and I said, "I don't know what to do. This is really starting to feel weird." And my mom said, "I think you should go home." And something just clicked in me. And I was on a plane in 4 hours or something. And as I left, they started quarantining areas that I was meant to go to, and things started shutting down in all the ways that we're all aware of now. And I was starting to hear from friends in Italy and other places throughout Europe that were really having terrible impacts, people who couldn't reach their parents. It really brings home how much a citizen of this world you become as a DJ when you can't travel, when you can't reach out and touch friends. We live in a world that is largely without borders. And suddenly there were borders everywhere. I just wanted to see my husband. I wanted to see my dog. I wanted to be in my house. I had never had a fear like that before. And so that's where I'm coming to you from today. I'm at home. And I am lucky to be able to record the show from the house and to stay into contact with all of you. But the radio show didn't seem like enough. I was hearing from people. I wanted to give people a chance to connect and tell their stories. I also wanted to be able to use this to share resources that people were submitting to me. So I took an old phone that I used on tour and I turned it into the hotline, which so many of you have called into and left messages and pictures and videos and stories and resources, and we're going to get to all of those soon in the show. I don't have all the answers here, and none of us do, and I want to be reassuring to everybody, and then at the same time, I also want to say that I'm just a person like you, and I have all the same fears and anxieties that all of you may have at home as listeners. And if we're going to go through that, I want to go through that together. So, I want to read you a few of the messages that have come in on the bat phone. One of the first messages that I got was from an NHS healthcare worker in the north of England. This person works in cardiac healthcare, and they said that they were protecting the patients who needed urgent surgery before COVID-19 and waiting for those that they predict will be affected by it. They said, "We believe we can get through this. We are here for you no matter your underlying health conditions or age category. Throw shapes, not shade." A lot of you wrote to share information, and one of my favorite pieces of information that we got that I think will be really useful for a lot of you is from Shannon at the Grammys, who says that things are going okay in LA, that things are shut down except for the essential stuff, but that they're trying to take advantage of the break as much as they can. However, for those who are facing lost wages, layoffs, etc., please remind the listeners that the Music Cares Financial Assistance Program is there to help in times like these. And you can find information about that at Grammy.com. Rhea from the Chalet 31 crew went to Bang Face Weekender last weekend and says that it felt like the last rave on earth, and that they used my excellent hand-washing advice using the lyrics of that certain DJ Assault record, the name of which we cannot say on the air, to make sure that everyone kept their hands clean, but their minds filthy. Many of the messages that we got were personal, and this one really resonated with me. Now, if you follow me on social media or know me as a person, you probably know that I struggle with mental health. I've been treated for anxiety and depression for years. And as hard as this is, being isolated, being separated from my friends, my social network, and even my doctors is a terrifying thing if you're already dealing with things like anxiety and depression. One writer said that they had been struggling with mental health for years, with good periods and bad periods. But since September, they'd been going through a really difficult time. Now, they'd gotten in touch with a charity who specialized in mental health, and they offered free therapy until July. Work was going better. But then this happens. And the virus closed the doors of their work for at least 2 weeks. Therapy is postponed. And this person wanted to reach out to as many people as possible to say that the lack of social contact is really ruining the progress that they made. And I know that so many of you and me, that we're all in the same boat. So I just want to destigmatize that and say that if you're listening and you're struggling in that department, you're not alone. And we want to hear your story so that we can all stick together until this passes. So in the background there, I wanted to start off with something that had really, really, really deep meaning for me. And this is the orb, with a huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the ultra world. And I felt like it was the right vibe for us to take a deep breath and relax as we step into the show. Floating around on little fluffy clouds in the background, we have the orb with a huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the ultra world. But next up, we have Kashka with a very fine cover of the Leonard Cohen classic, This Is Everybody Knows.
You're listening to the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fire was fixed. The poor stay poor while the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody
Yeah. care about satisfying yourself.
You thought you were pregnant and didn't tell me?
Why bother? It's my decision.
You're wrong, baby. It's our decision.
Our decision? I never knew you felt this way about us.
Before you realize what is happening, the Dancing for Mental Health method has started to work.
Sister, it's Georgia here, coming at you from my studio in London, where I'm currently self-isolating and missing you all so much. It sucks to have to postpone shows, and I know we're all in the same boat, but I know soon we'll all be on the dance floors hugging and making up for the time we've spent apart. I'm thinking about you all. What a great show that this is, and it's really keeping me entertained and dancing in my studio alone.
In the background, it does not get any better than this. That is the Pet Shop Boys with It Couldn't Happen Here. And before that, Will Powers with Dancing for Mental Health. And I know that so many of you are dancing for mental health inside your houses, as am I. Two poignant tunes on our first quarantined episode of We Still Believe Radio. Sadly, probably the first of a run of these shows, but I am not sad about being with you, dear listener. I have heard from you all over the world, and this time that we have together is so special, and I want to wrap you up with a big, warm musical hug through the amazing power of dance music. Up and coming are jams from the likes of Girls of the Internet, Viper Patrol, our good friend Martin Booty Spoon. And most of the music on this show is all available to buy on Bandcamp. I know that many of you are looking for ways to support the community while you're unable to go out into clubs, and Bandcamp is one of the best ways you can do it. If you hear it on the show and you like it, then buy it. There has never been a more important time to support independent musicians. We've got a lot to come, and we're going to end off this week's show with a nearly perfect History of the World selection from the godfather of house music himself, Frankie Knuckles, as we join virtual hands with this from VIM. This is Maggie's Last Party.
Never mind the politics.
It's a better record than the Labour Party ever had at any time. It's a party. It's a party. Yes, yes, yes.
The bass goes on.
Yes, I am outstanding. Yes, I am tremendous. Yes, I am very strong and creative. Yes, I am dynamic. Yes, I am successful. Yes, I am much better. Yes, I am everything.
Mm-hmm.
politics, everyone can see and everybody knows that this party is best. Everyone can see and everybody knows that this party is best, and there is more to come. Politics. I am not prepared to limit our legitimate freedom to party, to party, to party, legitimate freedom to party. We must persist in the determination that we have shown hitherto. Let our people go, 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 go. The bass goes on, the bass goes on, the bass goes on, the bass goes on.
Hi, this is Noncompliant coming at you from Quarantine in Indianapolis in the U.S. Just chilling with my cat and some synthesizers and lots of canned goods. Not much going on here, but I'm hoping to start a little label project and make some money for some local food banks because, you know, as much as a lot of us artists have lost work and money, there are people who are a hell of a lot less fortunate than us. So don't forget your own community and try to take care of not only your music community, but your local community around you if you can. Everybody, please stay safe, sane. We'll be back to techno soon. Peace.
You're listening to the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you? still believe with the Black Madonna.
Hey, my name is Scarlett, and I come from the land of the Frozen Chosen all the way up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and just wanted to take a second to send some love to everybody that's being affected by this. Personally, it's been kind of difficult. On top of being a DJ, I'm also a dance teacher at a studio of just under 175 kids that now don't have that opportunity to go to class every week and have that creative outlet. And then also as business owner and the face of the company, we're kind of worried because financially this is really, really hard. Also as a DJ, I was slated to make my Smart Bar debut in Chicago this Thursday as part of the Daphne series, which unfortunately, to keep everybody safe, is now postponed. So it's been a rough week, but just want to take a second to give some love and say thanks and remind everybody that artists are going to need your support too, whether it be, you know, not canceling or not asking for refunds on your tickets, because as promoters and DJs and everybody, this is going to be really, really critical for us to make sure that these small scenes and these opportunities still exist for us to go out and celebrate life and dance. Just reminding people to really think if they are in the financial ability to forego refunds, please do. We desperately need your help, and we want to make sure that we can provide amazing opportunities, services, and performances that will give back to this community once everything is said and done.
Right now we have Croft with Pink Cyanide, and before that, some of my favorites, that is Girls of the Internet with the wonderfully titled Get Out of My Room, Mom. Oh. And for those of you who are perhaps cooped up with family members who are not people you would share quite as much time with, just know that we are here for you and we feel your pain. This is We Still Believe Radio. And I am still the Black Madonna, even though I am quarantined here in London, and I cannot be with all of you in clubs right now. I am running so low on sweaty hugs, kisses, all of these things. I didn't know how much I needed them until I couldn't have them all the time from all of you. But through the power of radio, yes, beautiful radio, we can connect. Now let's jump right back into it with yet another intentionally titled tune. Here is Viper Patrol with Bizarre Feeling. We'll be right back.
it's We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
Are heating up now. We have Martin Booty Spoon, my darling, with Steam on We Still Believe Radio. I am the Black Madonna reporting to you from my house, where I am quarantined along with the rest of you around the world. Dance music and culture at large has come to a standstill, and this is it. This is all we got. So I want to bring you some comfort during these trying times. I'm here with you each and every week, but I am especially here for you this week. And remember that nearly every track on the show is available to buy on Bandcamp. And if an hour of tunes is not enough for you, you can listen back to all my past shows on theblackmadonna.com to help you power through. I've got you. We still have a few more left in us before we end the show for this week. Gonna land on a remarkably on-brand tune for the quarantine. And that is from the master himself, the godfather of house, Frankie Knuckles. But coming in right now, we have a tune by Jock Mock. This is Nail Gun.
Do you?
I'm Pam. I'm from Paris. I'm French. I've been living in Paris for my entire life, almost. I know it's the most annoying thing to stay in your apartment. I mean, you know what it is? In Paris, it's very, very expensive, so everyone has very tiny apartments. But use this time. Use this time to do, like, creative things, to play some music, to think, to learn how to live alone with yourself.
percolating along in the background, there is Aquatica by Donata Dozy, also available to buy on Bandcamp and very worth it. Do support your independent artists this week who have had their income disrupted. Bandcamp is one of the best ways to do that. Put money directly into their pockets. Every little bit helps. And that is almost it for this week. I will be back with you next week, though. Do not fear. I am locked away with a microphone and stacks of wax, and I would love to hear from you during this time. Do not forget, I have set up a hotline for you. Tell me your thoughts. Text me. WhatsApp me. Send me a video. Send me audio of you singing. Send me anything. You can reach us at +44 7909 468 207. And again, please do send messages and voice messages via WhatsApp or iMessage when you're connected to Wi-Fi to avoid any phone charges. We will play as many of your messages out as we can over the next coming weeks. I end this show, as I usually do, with a history of the world selection, and we're going to say history of the world, not the end of the world, because I know we're going to make it through this. This is a song of significance and with a prescient message for all of you. This is Frankie Knuckles Presents Director's Cut, starring Anaya Day, with Let's Stay Home, a Director's Cut classic club mix. Stay safe, stay kind, and keep in touch. I am, as always, the Black Madonna, and we still believe.
This is the history of the world.
Let's begin.